Good morning, everyone. This is a surprise live, which means that I am coming live on my walk where I do all my self-development, I do my runs, I do all the things. And sometimes I get really inspired to talk about something while I'm out here, especially at the end. So today what I want to do is I want to talk about tuna versus pizza. The great debate. So I was actually reading through the Facebook group last night and I saw a post and I thought it was actually a really insightful question. And the comments really helped me dial into a nuance to planning your food that I thought would be super helpful for you guys. So I want to talk about this morning. And if you're brand new, I want to tell you when it's a surprise live, it means it does not go on the calendar. This is just shit I come up with on the fly, unscripted. And then what we do is you'll probably, like there's 19 people here right now. We have 9,500 in the Facebook group, which means you're likely going to be watching on a replay unless it's, I don't even know what time it is. It's probably like, I'm going to guess it's around 8 a.m. Central Time. So don't worry if you're not watching it live because these replays will be put into your private member podcast. They will also be put into the video replays. And if you are not done with No BS, these will always be in there. They will be searchable so that you can use them at any time in the future. So you don't need to get caught up in thinking, oh my God, I'm missing so much. So number one, before I even start talking about the tuna pizza debate, is this. If you're watching live, or you are watching the replay, that means that you're in Facebook probably, or you're dicking around somewhere listening in the Private Mirror podcast. If you haven't made your 24-hour plan, stop. Ain't shit I'm going to say that's going to matter one ounce of fuck if you ain't made a 24-hour plan yet. That is the basic we all have to get down and we all have to do, and you must do it before you consume information. Number two, if you are new, please watch No BS before you watch these things, because this is where I go deep diving into concepts that I introduce in No BS. So you don't need to be jumping in the dumpster if you ain't at least like checked out all the shit outside first. So we want to make sure that you've gone through No BS. Now, with all that, enough of you are here. Let's talk about tuna versus pizza. All right. So someone who's new posted yesterday, and it was a great post because she was, this is what I loved about it. She was asking the question purely from like, she said that she knew that she was like, I want pizza. So I want to put pizza down on my plan tomorrow, but I also want to eat tuna. I like tuna and I feel very excited right now, but I'm not sure if this is diet mentality. So it's such a good question, number one, because she's reaching out and she's saying, here's what I want. Here's what's going on for me. Can I get some advice from all you guys? So I'm reading it. All I see is pizza, 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 plan the pizza, plan the pizza. All right, here's the deal. The answer is it doesn't fucking matter which one you plan. It matters when it comes to diet mentality, the mental construct behind it. So I want all of you to really understand this. In the beginning, you may be more excited. You may be very willing, the feeling of willing to eat tuna right now. There's nothing wrong with putting tuna on there if the feeling is excited, willing, and all the things. She acknowledges that she wants pizza. It would be tasty. I mean, I think pizza would be great too. But she might be really motivated right now to plan tuna. We want to ride those good feeling waves. Just like in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, all of that may not be the high. And if she's planning tuna now from the idea of I have to, I should, pizza's bad, that's when we go into diet mentality. This is the thing, y'all. You have to watch what you do with food. And I see you guys do this all the time. Pizza's not good or bad, right? So we're all talking about how, like, I'm trying to get you guys to eat more of the foods that you love with confidence, assuredness. And when you do that, you don't plan them very often, honestly. Because if you can have it anytime, a lot of it's lure, temptation, urginess and stuff, that all goes away. You can have it whenever you plan it. But what I watch y'all do is use the same sad ass, good food, bad food mentality on the healthier stuff. So it's like, now tuna's a bad food because it's healthy or diety. Tuna's not a diet food. Tuna ain't healthy food. You know what all this food is? Food. Stop trying to make it good or bad. This is all about, why am I planning it? If right now I'm going to put tuna on my plan because I'm motivated, I'm excited, I feel like today, you know, I may want pizza, but it would be super easy for me to eat tuna and I'd feel good about it. That's what we're after. We're after creating a mindset where you always feel like you got your own back. We're after the mindset of making choices for your goals and stuff. Not willpowering your choices or making yourself comply because you think this food's good or this food's bad. So the other thing is that when you do this, you have to watch for the times when you actually really do want the pizza. You're highly, you know, in your gut, it will be a real stretch for me to make that tuna happen. Like, I've been craving pizza. I want the pizza, whatever. Then in those moments, we also have to have the right mindset, which is, there's nothing wrong with planning some pizza. Today's one of those days that I know I'd much rather have pizza. I'm going to look forward to it. I'm going to put it on my plan. And when I look forward to it and put on my plan, I won't feel compelled to overeat it. I may want to eat more, but I can manage myself very well through that situation because I'm redefining my relationship with food. So guys, when it comes to the foods that you're putting on the plan, you're going to have to break the old habit. The real diet mentality is that there are certain foods you're allowed and there are certain foods you're not, and there are certain foods that are better, and there are certain foods that aren't. That's where the diet mentality comes in. It's not about, like, a lot of you could plan pizza every day and be eating it from just not wanting to try new things. That's not a habit I want you building. Some of y'all would plan pizza every day thinking you're breaking diet mentality. And then every single day that you're eating it, you're thinking you shouldn't have it. That's not breaking diet mentality. Diet mentality is about, what do I think about what I'm fixing to put on here? Am I going to ask myself questions like, you know, how do I feel about having this food tomorrow? And however I feel, it's going to, like, really tell me more about, do I need to think about this differently? I just want to tell you guys, there's nothing wrong with in the beginning, whether you plan pizza in the beginning because you've been denying it yourself for so long that you want to build a strong relationship with yourself on how to eat your favorite foods with mindfulness and control. And there's nothing wrong with anybody who's coming out the gate excited as fuck and wants to ride the momentum of, all right, for right now, I know I can plan tuna and stuff. I'm going to save pizza and stuff for the days when my enthusiasm's not as high. Then I'm going to work on the relationship with that. But I'm breaking the habit of thinking any food is good or bad, whether it's tuna or pizza. That any food is, like, better or worse, the right time, all that kind of stuff. That's what I want you guys to understand more than anything. So I thought I would just pop in here and tell you guys this because I thought it was such a good question. And it really, the comments, and I appreciate everybody who commented, because it really kind of shows me where y'all's, like, how you're interpreting the stuff I'm teaching you and saying over and over and over again. All right, I'm not going to take questions just because I like to keep these short and I can't read without my glasses. So that's the main thing. Otherwise, I think y'all have a beautiful Monday. enjoy yourselves. For all of you who love walking, it is like it started off as 45. I bet it's about 60 now. Like it heats up fast here in Nashville. My jacket, it's way too hot for Corinne. So anyway, I'm headed home to make me some breakfast, and then I will see you guys around. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.